The shul was zoicha this year, as in previous years, to host a Seder Limud Friday morning over Shoivivim Bashmir Sabaikir. However, many are unfamiliar with the Makor, the Tachlis, the understanding of these weeks of Shoivivim. As we draw close to the Ni'ila of Yemei HaShoivivim, it's a schus and a privilege to be able to hear Divrei Yisoiris from Rosh Yeshivas Ar Sameach, Harav HaGoyim, Rabbi Yisrael Simcha Shor Shlita, about the special ruchniistic opportunity that presents itself during these Yemei HaShoivivim.
Shuvu banim shevavim. Pasuk in Yirmiyah Gimel. Yirmiyah Navi calls the Klal Yisrael. Shuvu shevavim, and you'll still be banim. So the Gemara teaches in Yuma. The Daf Peivav. The chiddush of this pasuk is ad kedei kach. How far tshuva helps and reaches out to us. The Ebishe says, tshuva, although you are shevavim, a shevav is somebody who's wild and not controlled, afal pikein, if tshuva and you'll be bonim, you don't lose the status of bonim. The Arizal, Pashtus, that's where it begins, and the Shlach Kodesh and Arichos points out that Shevavim is the Rosh Tevis of the sixth first Parshis in Sefer Shmois. Shmois Ve'ere Boi V'Shalach Yisrei Mishpotem. That's the Rosh Tevis of Shevavim. And the Arizal was Megala that these weeks are Miyuchid, are special to be misaken certain chatom and pegomim, which are difficult usually to correct and to do tshuva. These weeks are miyuchid, are special, and there's a zman of tshuva. Al pi ari, there's places today in Eretz Yisrael, maybe some in America also, there's tikkunim to make. Al pi kabbalah, certain tikkunim. However, shla kodesh, the greatest tikkun that there could be is Limud HaTorah. We say in davening, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Seira Secha V'Kaveinu Malkeinu La'Aveda Secha. The title Bonim is always given in reference to Limud HaTorah. Hashiveinu Avinu, the tshuva of a av and a ben Avinu is L'Seira Secha. So the our main nekuda of tshuva is through Limud HaTorah. Let me come back a drop. Why these parshiyos were chosen for the parshiyos of tshuva? What's so special about these parshiyos? These parshiyos are the golus and geula of Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim. Golus Mitzrayim, geulas Mitzrayim, which really encompasses all the dalet goliyos. Yeah, but these parshis is Golus and Geula of Klal Yisrael. From the Arizal, it's really before the Arizal, you could see it in Rabbeinu Bechaya in the beginning of Chumash Shmos. It's brought that the neshamis that we had to go through, Golus Mitzrayim, were the neshamis of Der HaMabel and Der HaFloga. Those were the neshamis that had to go through Golus Mitzrayim to be misaken the chatom of Der HaMabel and Der HaFloga, as the Arizal Rabbein Bechaya points out. We see in the Golus Mitzrayim in the beginning there was Hayoira Tashlichuhu, similar to the Oynish of the Der HaMabel. They had to work with bricks and Levenim, similar to the what the Der HaFloga sinned in. But I'll call upon them, those are the neshamis that needed tikkun. pasuk says in the end of Bereishis, and it talks about the Der HaMabul, it says, Heim by Maftir in Parshas Bereishis, it says, Heima HaGiburim Asher Me'olam Anshe Hashem. And Rashi says, Tupshotim, the word Anshe Hashem. Either Baalei Shem, they were famous people. Well, let's explain it a job better quickly, that Hashem connotes the koiches of a person. They were Baalei Shem, they had big neshamis and great koiches. And the other pshat Rashi says, Sheshamamu es ha'olam. They were those that brought devastation to the world through the chet of the chaton, came a mabul. That's Anshe Hashem. The Sefer is called Sefer Shmos, at least we call it that way. Other names to the Sefer, but we call the Sefer Sefer Shmos. Chazal, in Masechtas Brachos, Davov, Mor brings a posik, Lechu chazu mifalois Hashem ha-shasom shamis bo'oretz, al tikri shamis ela shemis. I'm not going to get into an arichas, but the pasuk says, Lechu chazu, come and see the devastation that the Eibishter brought to the world as a punishment. And Chazal say, don't read Shamos, read Shemos. And from that, the Gemara learns out that the Eibishter is the one who decides which names should be given to our children, even though we think we're giving the names. Yeah? Shema, the Eibishter makes the Shemos. But what's the connection between Shemos and Shamos? You can't just take a word and say, don't read it this way, read it that way, unless there's a connection between the two ways you're reading the word. Shla Kodesh, Shamos and Shemos. Every Yid, every person, every Nivra has a tafkid. That's his shame, to bring out Kveit Shamayim. If he doesn't bring out his tafkid, and it's left void of fulfilling his tafkid, that's the other side of the coin. That's shmama, when things are left void. The Der HaMabul had a choice. They were Baalei Hashem, they had tremendous keiches, big neshamas. They could have done great things, Chazal tell us, a medrash in this week's parasha, that the Eibishter offered Der HaMabul the Torah. They could have done great things. However, they didn't. They chose not to, and they brought shmama to the world. They brought devastation to the world. That's Shemes and Shamis. That's what the Sefer is all about. Klal Yisrael had to go into Golos Mitzrayim, in the Shamis, in the devastation of Golos, to bring out and to be misakin in the Shamis. Every Yid has his own Shemes and Shamis. He has a name, he has a tafkid, he has tikkunim to bring out, and that's what he's created for. And on the other hand, there's shamis. There's shmama, as the Nefesh HaChaim says, only a yid is connected to mala. Only our maisim, the maisim of a yid, could create shmama in all the heavenly spheres and all the ilamais. Because we have Shemes, we also on the other side, there's Shemes. The weeks of Golos, the weeks that we read, the parshias of Golos and Geula of the Klal, we read, it's Mesukin, it's special weeks of Tikkun. The weeks of Tikkun is to be Mesakein Pigomim. We say Taka in Shmanesra, some say it in Shmakileinu. The sake masha pagamti b'shimcha hagodo. Our maizim create pigomim, and one of the main chatoim that the yisoid of shevavim is made for is chatoim of pigam habris, as the Gemara says in the Nida daf yud gimel mit beis. The Gemara brings out the chumah of the chait of hitzah zerel of atola. Gemara brings out the chaymer, Gemara brings out, he says mamish that loshen, he creates a chorban in Shamayim similar to that of Der HaMabul. It's a chait that's difficult to be careful with, especially in the Apsadik brings out many, many times in his forum that the Der Lifnei Bias HaMashiach, which we hope that that's our Der, the Dor Lifnei Bias HaMashiach will be challenged very much with this Nisoyen. There's a Nisoyen in the Inyan of Shmiras HaBris, of Inyoni Kedusha, and that's the Nisoyen of the Dor. And these weeks, Eibishter gave us all a chance where we could be misakin. We have Siyata Deshmaya to be misakin the past and to be able to have a Siyua to correct things in the future. That's the special nekuda of these weeks. The Groh brings out, he brings it from a Zohar HaKadosh, that the first pasuk in every Chumash contains in it, beremez at least, what the idea of the whole Chumash is. If you go through the first pasuk, you could find there the nekuda of the Chumash. In the first pasuk of Shmois, Ve'ele Shmois, you look in the Balaturim, I don't want to go into Arichas now, we won't have time. But in the Balaturim, you could do it on your own as well, it points out, there's a Sefer Teves, B'nei Yisrael, Habo Mitzrayim, is Mila. Eis Yaakov Ish is Shabbos. And then if you look again, you'll see you have the Rosh HaTevis, Tshuva and Tehillim. That's the all those Rosh HaTevis and Sefer Tevis that you find in the first pasuk is a remes to the tikkunim that has to be made in these through Golas and Gulas Mitzrayim, the tikkunim that should be made and could be made. I just want to explain one thing without Pigam HaBris. What does it mean, and what is an effect? The pasuk says in the end of Lech Lecha, Va'ata es brisi tishma v'hayisi lecho lelekim ulezarcha acharecha. That's a pasuk. I'm saying this because some of us get the idea that the idea of Shmiras HaBris is some kind of Hasidic inyan. Maybe Breslev, maybe some other chassidus, and we fail to realize the importance that the Torah puts a meiradike dogish, a strong dogish and emphasis on what Shmiras HaBris accomplishes. You'll notice, everybody notices by themselves, some people have a close kesher with the Eibishter, naturally. And some people don't feel it. They feel distanced. They don't feel close to the Eibishter. They don't feel a kesher with the Eibishter. And what is it tolian? The pasuk says it's tolian Shmiras HaBris. Ve'ata es brisi tishma, you do yours, ve'yisi l'chol elikim, u'lezacha acherecha, then I'll feel close to you, you'll feel close to me, you'll have a bris. That's what means bris. Bris is a covenant, a kesher between two parties. And the Torah told us, how do we keep this kesher? How do we keep the kesher with the Eibishter? The Atah is Brisi Tishma, that's how you keep the kesher. But Yisi L'chol Elikim U'lezarecha Acherecha. And when a Yochid feels distance from the Eibishter, every person according to their own standards, they could feel it, Etzem, that's Golus. That's Golos of a Prat. It's Golos of a Klal. That's when Klal Yisrael felt a hest upon him. Golos of a Yochid is when the person feels he's in Golos. He's distanced from the Eibishter. There's hest upon him. That's the Golos that the Parshis were talking about. And then we were Zeichet to Geula, to get out of Mitzrayim. With the Shibud of Mitzrayim, the Kosh of Mitzrayim, that got us out of Golos. That's why these same weeks, I'm a Yuchat to be able to get out of our Golos Proti. That's the Nekuda. The Parsha Chumash Shmos began, Ve'ela Shmos B'nei Yisrael. Ve'ela, Svarim say, Ve'ela is a remez to the days of Shevavim. V'eila is the gematria 42. There are 42 days in these 6 weeks, 6 Shabbosos, which are marumas in the Vav from V'eila, And there's 36, Yemei HaChol. That's the Yemei Shevovim. And it's our parsha, the last of the parshas of Shevovim, is Parshas Mishpatim. It also begins Ve'ela HaMishpatim. From Ve'ela to Ve'ela. Here, this is the end of the 6 weeks and the 36 days of Tikkunim. And the Gemar, the final parsha of Tikkun, is Parshas Mishpatim. Ve'ela HaMishpatim Asher Tosim Lifneihem. It's interesting. In the end of the parsha, the end of Parshas Mishpatim, it says, "Vayisape Moshe es divrei Hashem ve'eis hamishpatim." Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael divrei Hashem and the mishpatim. We're not getting into an arichas. There's a machlokes the Ramban and Rashi pshat in the psukim. It's the end of mishpatim. Is it going on before Matan Torah? Is it going on after Matan Torah? The Ramban learns Kipshutei, Divrei Hashem means the Dibreis, and Mishpatim is Ve'elah Mishpatim. So the Ramban learns that the Psukim in the end of Parshas Mishpatim are not going back like Rashi learns, they're talking about after Matan Torah. After Matan Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Divrei Hashem, and he also spoke to Mishpatim. The Ramban asks a good question. After the Aseres HaDibreis, the first mitzvah that's given, the first mishpat that's given is the mishpat of Eved Ivri. Now the mishpat of Eved Ivri is a mishpat that's very uncommon. If you learn the Gemara in Kedushin, you know it's very difficult that it should even come out, that it should be such a, the cheshbon has to match exactly. Why should the Torah begin the first mishpat after the Aseres HaDibreis that you're giving Klal Yisrael is the mishpat of Eved Ivri? It would seem, and that says in the pasuk, he gave Divrei Hashem ve'eis hamishpatim, that there's some kind of correspondence, some kind of parallel that runs between the Dibreis and the mishpatim. The first Dibre is Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. The first mishpat is the mishpat of Eved Ivri. Pashtas, there should be a connection between the two. In Chazal, it says an interesting medrash on the pasuk in Parshas Yisrei, Vayehi b'yoyim hashlishi b'hiyoyis haboiker. Matan Torah was b'hiyoyis haboiker. Say Chazal, b'boiker nitna Torah. The Torah was given b'boiker. B'erev nitnu mishpatim. The mishpatim were given b'erev. As it says in Parshas Yisrei, Vayeshev Moshe lishpat es ha'om min ha'boiker ad ha'erev. Boiker is a reference to the Aseres HaDibreis. Ha'boiker nitna the Torah the Dibreis. The mishpatim were given b'erev. What does Chazal mean to say by this? What does it mean the Torah was given b'boiker and the mishpatim are given b'erev? Chazal are telling us the mishpat and the Dibre take a match. Just one is in a situation of Boike, in a matzav of Boike. Boike means things are clear. There's an extreme clarity. B'shas is an extreme clarity on Neuchi Hashem Elokecha. When Klal Yisrael heard on Neuchi Hashem Elokecha, it was so clear to them that the Eivishter is all over. Is it possible for ye to go steal? The Gemara Baba Kama speaks out, one is only sold as an Eved Ivri if he stole. If he owes money, he didn't pay up his grocery bill, he's not sold as an Eved. So why dafka somebody who was a Ganav? The Gemara says, because there is something terrible. He's a Goynev Ayin Shalmalo Ki Ilu Einoi Roya, the Gemara says. It's not just that he's taking somebody else's money. He's stealing. He's going B'machteres, it says in the Pasuk, and he's with the Eivishter. Doesn't see that the Eivishter sees him. Who's he hiding from? So there's a point over here that he's goinev ayin shalmala. Was that possible b'boiker? He sees an Eichi Hashem Elokecha with such a clarity. It's shaykh to go steal and hide from the Eivishter. Who are you hiding from? That's already b'erev. B'erev means that situation of Boike, the clarity of Maimon HaSinai, didn't stay with Klal Yisrael. It came a matzav of Erev, when things are the Eben Ezra attaches the word Erev from the word Taruvus. It's blurred. It's not clear. It's Shaykh Fayid to think nobody's watching. Nobody's watching. Givaldik. How is it Shaykh? Mishpatim Abba Erev. It's Koyel Echad, as it says in the end of the parasha. The Moshe gave the Dibrois, the Eis Kala Mishpatim. It's all the same. Just one is in a matzav of clarity. It's a Noich Hashem Elekecha. But when you go down to Erev, then the same Anoich Hashem Lekecha takes a different parsha. It's the parsha of Eved Ivri. And the Torah says, Ki Sikne Eved Ivri. The Arizal says the word Sikne, the way it's spelled, and the way it could also mean a takana. It's not just, the din of Eved Ivri is not just a punishment. It's a tikkun, to get the person back to Maimon HaSinai, back to Anoichi Hashem Elekecha. The Eivishter gave him a boss. He has an Odin, Bayoim, Balayla, he has somebody standing over him because he has to learn to be disciplined and realize that he has a boss. Once he'll realize he has a boss, then he has his tikkun. But the Parsha, the Erev, and the Boike, that's what Chazal are telling us, it's the same. The mitzvah of Eved Ivri belongs to Anoichi. It's showing how, even though there was a matzav of Anoichi, when you go down from the mountain, this Erev, you can have a parsha of Eved Ivri. You can have a parsha of a Ganav. But still, the Torah is telling us there's still a Olam HaTikon. The Eibishter didn't forsake this person. The Eibishter is looking to bring him back. The Anoichi is still with him. Ad kedekach, the Eibishter looks for tikkun, sheishonim yavoid, and he'll have his tikkun. That's the parasha of Eved Ivri. What does the Torah say he should do? Very similar to we'll make the similarity. Sheish shonim yavod. The Torah says there's a sheish and there's a shvius. Sheish shonim is yavod, uva shvius yetzei lachofshi chinom. He has to work on sheish, 6 years of working. What does he have to work on? The Torah wants he should work on himself. These sheish shonim, with the help of the Besdin picks a boss that's going to help him in his tikkun, and he's going to work on himself and be mesaken sheish. And Bashvius Yetzei Lachofshi Chinam. The Maral in his Derech explains that there's always everything has six extremities. There's the middle. The middle point is Shvius. That's the seven is the middle. But there's six extremities. The four sides, Lamala, Lamata, and then there's the Nekuda HaEmtzos. That's called Shvius. Sheish Shonim is the chitzenius of the person. The person is affected by different influences. But the shviyas, the nekuda inside of a yid, that stays the shleimus. The Sheish Shonim yavod, in order that bashviyas is yetzei lachofshi chinam. Svarim bring an interesting zach, lemaisa, that sheish, what is the gematria of Sheish? Sheish is the gematria of 600. 600 is the gematria of Sheker, right? Sheker is the gematria of 600. Interesting, the Ike Tikkun HaMidos is three things. Hakina, Hataiva, Vahakovid, Meitzian, Esa Odom, and Ha'olam. That's the Ike Melchama and Midos. Kina, Taiva and Kavod, you'll do this some other time, is exactly the gematria from 600. Sheker, Sheish is the avoda to be misaken the midas of Kina, Taiva and Kavod. Interesting, Stam, that in this parasha we also have the parasha of Niskei Shmiras Nizokov, Sechtes Bavakama. We have three Gimel Ovis Nemru B'Sher, it says in the Bereis in the beginning of Bava Kama. There's three Ovis in Sher. What are the three Ovis of Sher? Shein, Keren, and Regal. right? Shein Karen and Regel, the Rosh HaTevis is also Sheker, correct? And what's Shein? Shein is Taiva. Karen is Kima, Kavanosa Lahazik. And Regel is covered, right? Al Tveyeni Regel Gaiva. It's Pasuk in Tehillim. So those three, that's the Gimel of his Namu B'Shem, the Nefesh HaBahamas of a person. They have the same three. That's the Iker Tikkun Hod. That's not my own, that says in the Shloah Kodesh. That's Shein, Karen, and Regel are the three main Midas Rois, and the Rosh HaTevis is Sheker, and it's the Gematria of Kinna, Taiva, and Kod. That's the Avoid, the Sheishonim Yavoid, Uvashviyas, Yetzei Lachav Shechina. The Medrash brings a Pasuk in Iyov. This is an important message. Pasuk in Iyov state, Mi boike lo erev yukatu. I'll say first the whole Pasuk. Mibli meisim lo netzach yevedu. That's the Pasuk. Tight words. We would think that from boike to erev, it could take a long time. A person falls from a matzav of being on top of the mountain to falling all the way, slipping off the mountain. Pasuk says no. Mi boike lo erev yukatu. You could be thrown into the from boike to erev in a matter of moments. Mibli meisim, if a person doesn't take that to heart, he doesn't keep that, bear that in mind, the netzach yevedu, he could be lost forever. That's the Eile HaMishpotim Medrash Taitchi L'Asher Tosim Lefnehem. The Bnei Shel Olam, who are you giving the mitzvah from Eved Ivri? We were just on top of the mountain. Now you're giving me a mitzvah that is going to be a ganev and an Eved Ivri. Who are you giving this to? The Eved told my Rabbeinu, no. Eile HaMishpotim Asher Tosim Lefnehem. For these Yidden that stood on top of the mountain, they have to realize that it doesn't take much. It doesn't take much. A person could slip and he finds himself all the way down. And he has to take that to mind and do something about it. The Chavetz Chaim in Shem Olam teaches a pasuk similar. Pasuk we say, Tzidkoscha kahar reikel. Mishpatecha tohoim rabba. Odom uvehema toishia Hashem. Teaches the Chavetz Chaim. Tzidkoscha kahar reikel. You could be a tzaddik on top of the mountain. Mamish on top of the mountain. But still and all, you have to realize that mishpatecha, you have to take to mind the mishpatim that are given to one who's in tohim rabba, who falls all the way down. Because it doesn't take much to switch. You could fall. One could fall from har reikel to tohim rabba. Odom ubehemet teishi Hashem, says the Chavetz Chaim. That a person has to. So the Gemara says a chul read. It's a Gemara. Elu bnei Adam, shahumim bedas ka Adam. They're very clever. They have high intelligence, a high IQ, and they're smart people. Umesimin atzmon kibehema. Pasha, that's the way you read the Gemara. Chavetz Chaim says, mesimin could also be read with a shin. Umesimin atzmon kibehema means that they don't fool themselves. They realize that a person is made up of two parts. He's taka odom, and he has a neshama, and he could reach high madregas. But at the same time, there's an animalistic chelik, there's a behemoth with inside the person. There's a nefesh abahamis. And Chavetz Chaim said it very stark. He said there's nothing to be embarrassed about. You have to face the fact. We have to face the facts. That's the metzias of an odom. He said, Elu b'nei Adam, they're very clever, but they don't hide the fact that meshim and atzmon, they size themselves up correctly, that there's a chelik that's behema. And if a person knows that he's a Adam, u'behema, teishi Hashem, then the Eibishter will help him. But he has to realize that. The parash, as we said before, he's could be kahar reikel, he's a nuyuch Hashem leikecha, but n'maisa, he has to have in mind at the same time one could slip from the mountain. Mibli mesim lenetzach yevedu. Person has to be mesim. He has to take that to heart. and that's the only way that he could succeed. The Maisa, that's the Nakuda that a person has to learn Musa. If a person learns Musa, be it Musa, be it Chassidus, whatever it is, but he's learning constantly who he is and what his tafkid is on this world, and that is a Yetzer Tov, and there's a Yetzer Hara, and there's an Olam Hazeh, and there's an Olam Haba, all Poshut Zachen, if we have a sheet in front of us, will answer all the questions perfectly. So that's the way we are. The metzias of a person is that if there's no mesim, if there's no simas lev constantly on what a person is and the shemesh that he has and the connection that he has to the Eivisht and to the Eilomais, and on the other hand, the same person could make shemesh. That's a person that has to realize constantly. It's already a third of the year passed. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, we all make Kabbalahs, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to learn Musa. I think every one of us knows and could check it out. If they don't know, they could try it out. A person learns Musa, even a short Musa Seder. I don't mean Dafka Musa, any Sefer, Yir Shemayim. He learns it for 15 minutes, he feels a different person afterwards. Question is, between this 15 minutes and the next time he opens for 15 minutes, there's long intervals. And it needs tedious, needs a constant limud, even if it's a short time each day. But if it's constant, it keeps him in shape, keeps him connected to the Eibishter. As we said, the idea is there, but the idea to an awareness, a constant awareness, and feeling close to the Eibishter needs Mason, Tossim Lifnaim, and it has to be in front of us all the time, and we should never feel secure. We shouldn't feel secure. That's the message Chazal give us. Me boike, you could be boike. You come out of shul in the morning, kochadek from a good shachis from us. It doesn't take long. A person, the Chavetz Chaim says, a shtickle pella, but that's the way it is. It doesn't take long for a person to all of a sudden, he's kamat forgotten his whole connection with David. It takes sima slave. That's the nekuda of the beginning of the parsha. It's the same thing, the same dibras, the same person before he was boiker, and now he's in a matzav of erev. The parsha comes along in the end of the parsha. We have again an inyan of Sheish and Shvi'is. The last, it's next to the last Rashi in the parasha. It says, Vayikra al Moshe v'yoyim ha-Shvi'i. The Rashi brings a machlokes, a Gemara on Yuma, it's machlokes Tano and Pasha Pshat and the Psukim. Vayichaseu ha-onan Sheishes yomim, it says, right in the end of the parasha. Vayikra al Moshe v'yoyim ha-Shvi'i. So there's two Tano Rashi brings. Vayichaseu ha-onan to whom? To the Har or to Moshe? One pshat is Vayichaseu ha'onam to the Har, Sheishes Yomim, that's before Matan Torah. Vayikra Moshe v'yom ha'shvi'i b'zayin nitna Torah. That's one man d'yama. The other man d'yama who holds b'vav nitna Torah can't read the pasuk that way. So he reads Vayichaseu ha'onam l'Moshe, Sheishes Yomim. And Vayikra el Moshe b'yom ha'shvi'i. Again, let me explain. Rashi says it, that this is after Matan Torah. The other Tana learns it's after Matan Torah. And after Matan Torah, there was Abom, Vayhi Moshe Behod, the last pasuk in the parasha, Abom Yoim Vabom Laila. That Abom Yoim began with a Vayichaseu L'Moshe Sheishes Yomim. So the Gemara says it out clearly in Masechtas Yuma. According to that man, the Yoma, Moshe Rabbeinu was in learning with the Eibishter only for 34 days. The first 6 days was preparation, was a hachomer. Vayichaseu. The Gemara states, L'marek achilu ushtiyah shebemeyov. He should remove himself from all gashmias in order that he should be able to learn with the Eibishter. He needed a 6 day hachomer. Rashi, next to the last Rashi in the parasha, Rashi says, L'lamedcha. It's a limud. Shekol hanichnes lemachne shchina ton prisha shisha. Anybody who's nichnes lemachne shchina needs prisha shisha. It's next to the last Rashi, and the Svarim bring that in to, we're also finishing a sheish. As most good Jews, we wait also till the end. By Ne'ila, we give the Chashokel. Now is the end of Shevavim. We can still have parayim. The end of Shevavim. We're going out of Sheish. And we're getting ready to be Nichnas, L'machne Shechina, as it's brought in the Svarim, Shabbos Mevorachim, Ador. Ador is a lotion from Aleph Dor, the Eivish to make Sadir by us. We start reading the Parshis of the Mishkan. But the Hachana to Chodesh Ador, the Hachana to that, again, before that we have to purify ourselves. And that was given these 6 weeks to help cleanse ourselves, that we should get closer to the Eivish, that we should feel the Vishachanti B'Seichem. We should be a Mishenichnas Oda. Hanichnas L'machnas Shechina. We are Nichnas to a Machnas Shechina. That's the special Nekuda of this Shabbos. The end of a sheish, and it comes out. The geula comes out. Gemara and Megillah Masechtas Brachos that we say geula, Birchas Goel Yisrael and Shemen Esra is the seventh bracha, because geula is b'shvius. Geula could only come after you take care of the sheish, take care of the extremities and all that's nichlal that sheish. Then the nekuda pnimis comes out. So, Klal Yisrael as a whole, we read these six parashas, come to a matzav that is geula, the nekuda pnimis of a yid, of every yochid, if we're in tune, we could feel it. It comes out now in the end of these sheish shavuos. Comes along with parashas shkolim. Mishpatim and shkolim, the same gematria. Shkulim heim. V'yavoyu shneim. Al-Kalpanim comes together, mishpatim and shkolim. What's the Yisrael of Shkolim? Machtes HaShekel, to give Truma L'Hashem. It says in the Pasuk, Esrem Geira HaShokel. The Shekel, a full Shekel, is Esrem Geira. A half a Shekel is 10. Rashi, in the beginning of Chumash, and that's what we're talking about the whole time, Rashi says, by Behemah, it says, Vayitza, with one Yud. The Eibishter that created a Behemah is only one Yud. He only has one Yetzirah. He's a Shtik Olam Hazeh. There's no Olam Haba involved. By Odom, it says two Yuds. In the Yetzirah of Odom, there's two Yuds. Because there's two Yetzirahs. There's a Yetzirah L'Olam Hazeh, Yetzirah L'Olam Haba. Rashi says there's a Guf, there's a Neshama. That's the two Yetzirahs. That's what Odom is all about. That's what we were just learning. There's a Odom, there's a Behemah. Odom u'Behemah Toshi Hashem. Says the Maral, many Yisrael say on the same Nekudah. The Mishnah says that Gimel Shutvim Be'odom, Oviv, Ve'imoy, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it reckons out this five koiches Gashmiyim that the father gives, five that the mother gives, and 10 koiches Ruchniyim that the Eibishter gives. So there's 10 and 10. There's two Yuds. In the Yetziras Adam, there's 2 times 10. There's 10 from each other, koiches Gashmiyim, there's 10 Gashmiyim. Besides, every Shleimistika thing is 10. So there's 10 koiches in the Gashmistika, in the Guf, in that Yetzirah, and there's 10 in the Neshama. That's the two Yetzirahs. Says the Maral, the Neshama doesn't need a Tikkun. The Neshama doesn't need a Tikkun. It's the Guf that needs a Tikkun. The Neshama, Shem Asatavi is Tahirahi. Says in the end of the Parsha, Marek Kved Hashem Ke'ei Shecheles Beroi Shaho. That's the neshama of a yid. There's another esh. There's the gashmistika esh. The yisoida esh within a person. That's yetzer gematria esh. That's the gemara nura be'amram. There's a fire. There's a gashmistika fire. That's the tikkun that we have to be misaken. We take a machtzes hashekel. Our avodah is the second half, to be misaken the guf. Like it comes along very stark with Parshas Mishpatim. Which Parshas Mishpatim, we said, is the tikkun when it comes to Erev, when we have to deal with the Olam HaGashmi, and we have to be careful. Yes, that's the whole Yisrael of Kedusha. That's the Inyan of Machtzes HaShekel, to the second Machtzes. You'll see those who say Yoitzres, and the Yoitzres from Musaf, we say V'Shekel, Esa, Bebayis, Nochen, V'Nisa. They all ask, it's not shekel, it's a machtzes hashekel. Teretz is, it is a shekel, but we don't have to take care of the other machzis. We have to stel zu this machzis, and the mail will become a full shekel. That's the matbeah shel eish. Rashi says that the Eibishter showed Moshe Rabbeinu matbeah shel eish. And the Medrash adds words which Rashi doesn't bring, mitachas kisei hakovod. The Sfarim say that's the neshama of a yid. The neshama of a yid is a eish, a cheles, b'roish ha'od, so there's a brand from fire of kedusha. On the other hand, there's the chelek ha'eish, there's the yisoid ha'eish that needs geula. As it says in the Sfarim, the dalet parashi is akeneged the dalet l'sheini shel geula. It's all a preparation for Nissen. The dalet parashi is a preparation to come to the geula of Nissen. There's Dalad Yesedis within a person, Eish, Mayim, Ruach, Ofer. Each one of those Yesedis pulls away a little bit. The Ike Yetzer from Taiva, Triske Maget brings, Agav just, brings from the Rav Shetzer, Ve'ela HaMishpotim, Asher Tosim, the Rosh Tevis is Taiva. The Sofer Tevis is Mirma. Yeah, those are the two tikkunim that have to be made in the end, the tikkun to be misakin, the taivas haguf, and to be misakin, the loshen, the bris haloshen, that which we shouldn't be involved in mirma, al kolponim, that's the tikkun, you say to Eish, Eish is a helfen, we should be zoicha, as we said in the beginning, one of the tzirufim in the first pasuk in the Shevovim, the first pasuk in Shmos is Tehillim. Gemara says, and the pasuk says, "Ne'um hageva hu kam ol, ne'im zmiris Yisrael." Pasuk in the end of Shmuel, that David HaMelech was hekim ula shel tshuva. But it says together in the pasuk, "Hu kam ol, ne'im zmiris Yisrael." On that, the Sforim build very stark that Sefer Tehillim is miyuchet for the olam atikon. For kisikne, for to be misakin, what we were mekalkel, David HaMelech put it all into Tehillim. That's why many places, especially in Shevovim, to say Tehillim, it's not an Indian to finish Tehillim, to say Tehillim. Put your heart into the Tehillim. Every person could find themselves in Tehillim, especially the last Shabbos from Shevovim, definitely an Indian, or Friday morning, or Shabbos mornings throughout. The Gemara HaShavua, to say Tikkun, say Tehillim, the Olam HaTikkun, we should be Zeicha, to Shuvu Bonim Shevovim, to be Bonim to the Eivishter, to become the Skarovs to the Eivishter, to be Mesakin Masha Pagamnu, which will bring us closer to the Eivishter, and closer to the Geula. Says in the pasuk, Uvashvius Yetze Lachovshi Chinom. You look at the spelling of Uvashvius, it's an interesting spelling. I'm just saying a remez ba'alma, that Uvashvius, the way it's spelled, could make Bi Tovshi and Ayin Ches, you'll check me out. Al Kolponim, noch a remez. Besides the Muslim that they bring, that Bi Vias Ani Mamen Bemunish Lema, Bi Vias HaMashiach. The Vias HaMashiach has also Gematria Tavshin Ayin Ches. And the simon that the Eibishter gave Moshe Rabbeinu, Pokoit Pekalati Esrem, which Rashi says is a simon for Geula, Pokoit Pekalati is also the Gematria Tavshin Ayin Ches. The Eibishter is a help from all these aller Muslims on the sky and where we should be Zeuget, the Geula, Shlema, the Kor.